time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. And coming up on April 1st, it is their annual Easter Egg Hunt. Lots of fun stuff going on. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how the wave pool is open for parties and those kinds of things. We'll talk about all the great things that are going on at the wave pool. Maybe get a little bit of a progress report on the indoor pool. You don't want to talk too much about dates when you're dealing with construction. No. But we'll talk about all of that. And, of course, spring break is coming up. So, yes, that means their hours are going to change. We'll talk about all of it. Tamara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So how are things going down at the Desert Wave Pool right now?
Great.
You're getting ready. We were just talking before, maybe within a month or a month and a half, the bubble should come down. You're hoping to get that down, that taken care of?
Yes, we are hoping to get that taken care of.
And it's going to be, as you were saying, it's going to be kind of tight because you're really just going to have to shut down.
Yes, because we don't have the indoor pool in use right now, so we will definitely have to just close for a few days because we have to dry the bubble out for a couple days before we actually take it down, but we'll try and do it in a timely manner and so people can come back and enjoy the pool again.
All right, so you got that coming up, so be prepared and aware of that. Let's do just a quick little update on the indoor pool and how things are going with that.
We are progressing. We're looking at sometime in July. Like you said, I hate throwing out dates with construction. It's always kind of up in the air, but things are moving along and you can see progress. And anytime anybody wants to come take a look at it or peek at it, just let us know and we'll kind of show you so you can see what's going on.
I believe that, you know, I've seen some of the work that the company that you're getting the liner from, I got a little nosy and started looking up and seeing what they've done and some of the pools that they've done. And it's going to be a top-notch facility when it's finished.
It is. It's going to be really nice. I'm excited.
So we've got that coming up. And, of course, coming up on April 1st, it is the Desert Wave Pool's annual Easter Egg Hunt. Going to go on from noon to 8 on Saturday, April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke, right?
But
fools are welcome.
Yes, everybody's welcome.
So let's talk about that for just a little while.
Okay, so we will do our annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday the 1st. We have hunt groups of all ages, so like 0 to 3. We'll start their hunt at 1 o'clock. 4 to 6 begins at 1:30. 7 to 9 begins at 2. And 10 to 12 begins at 2:30. 13 and over is at 3. So those are start times. What we do is we put the eggs in the water. We will go deeper when the ages get older, but we start really, really shallow. They're numbered. We draw a number for a grand prize, but everybody lines up and gets a little prize from the Easter Bunny. Bring your cameras. The Easter Bunny will be there to take pictures. And it's just a really fun, original Easter egg hunt.
So all kinds of great prizes, and one of them I'm looking right here is a 3-month family pass.
Yes, actually with that, what we're going to do is a drawing. So everybody that comes, one entry per family, we'll put your name down and you don't need to be present. You name and phone number, and what we'll do is we'll draw at the end of the day for a 3-month family pass giveaway.
And that will be a good time. And as always, you got to bring your camera, right?
Yes, bring your camera. Phones, whatever you'd like, and get a picture with the Easter Bunny. They'll walk around. He'll walk around and visit and say hi, and he'll be the one that kind of starts each hunt. We'll clear the pool, put the eggs in. It usually only lasts a few minutes. Once everybody's lined up to get their prize, then we let people swim and start the next one each half hour.
All right. So that's coming up once again, April 1st, Saturday from noon until 8. So head on over to the wave pool for that one. And now with spring break just around the corner, that means hours will change at the wave pool, won't they?
Yes. We got to give those kids something to do, especially, you know, with the weather not being extremely nice outside, but it is warm inside the bubble and the water is warm. We will be open next week, Monday through Saturday from noon to 8. So, you know, you want to come have the kids do something, get them out of the house so they're not just hanging out all week. Come to the pool.
So it's spring break once again. And the easiest way to remember, for the most part, if the kids are out of school, the hours will change at the wave pool. Very simple.
Yes. If they're on a holiday, for the most part, if they're out, we try to open all day for them to have something to do.
All right. And once again, you guys are still doing parties and all that. Let's get a little background information on that.
Yes. If you are looking at renting, we do have a lot of birthday parties. I know birthday parties right now are kind of hard with doing them outside. You never know what the weather's going to do, but the pool is available. We have many different options, party packages, from reserved party packages. We call do-it-yourself party packages. We can accommodate anything.
All right, so that's going on, and we've got to talk before we get out of here. Of course, lap swim and all those things are going on still as
Yes, we have our hours for lap swim daily, as well as water aerobics classes are still going on, swim lessons. We will start a new session the week after spring break, so we're not having to worry about canceling classes for next week, but we do have our last spring session that will begin the week after spring break. And then we have that session, and then our next one won't be until June 1st for our summer session. So yeah, try and get in that last spring session.
Get in for that one. And then as always, if you're going to send them down there for spring break to, you know, do a little swimming and having fun with their friends, you got to send them with extra money, mom and dad, for the concessions, right?
Yes, we can let them swim and feed them as well. We have a full concession with a variety of food.
Very, very simple. Well, Tamara, thank you so much for coming in, talking about the Desert Wave Pool. If anybody has any questions, what's that number?
637-SWIM.
That's Tamara Gray, the director of the Price City Desert Wave Pool. They've got their big Easter egg hunt coming up Saturday, April 1st. From noon until 8, and then as always for spring break, they'll be open from noon to 8 as well. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.